Evers' proposal would use student poverty, not just property values, when determining a district state aid. Rice Lake Representative Mary Hubler is skeptical because she was involved in a switch like that in the past to help one of her districts, Birchwood Schools. The area has lots of lakes and only 20 students graduating from high school.
Birchwood had lower per capita income than anywhere in the state, and it was like, well, why wouldn't we tie a minimum amount of aid to a zero-aided district to basically the income of the area residents? Well, we did that, and it was a little teeny tiny program, and it ended up the biggest winner in the program was Madison. Why? Because they count college students as residents of Madison. They're poor, and Madison got millions and millions and millions of dollars more because we were trying to help poor people in zero-aided districts. So I'm just telling you, it's easy to say, and God bless, you know, Superintendent Evers for doing it, but the devil is in the details.
Hubler also has concerns about where the money would come from to provide a minimum level of state aid for every student, regardless of where they live.
That sounds good, and it's great when you have the money in the first year you start doing it. Then what do you do in those out years when you have to keep providing that minimum amount? I mean, the dollars just keep rolling up.
Superintendent Evers says details of his funding plan will come out later this summer. Representative Hubler, a Democrat, is retiring this year after 25 years in the legislature. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.